Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The French really know how to do depressing. They also have a way of finding that silver lining in the most cloudy of lives and circumstances. Essentially, the French romanticize pain. Rust and Bone, directed by French filmmaker Jacques Audiard, is inspiring despite the tragedy that befalls its protagonist, Stephanie, played by Marion Cotillard. Stephanie is an attractive, slender, athletic woman employed at a Marine World tourist attraction where she works with performing orca whales. An accident with one of the huge whales shears her legs off at the knees. Now, this is not a spoiler. This is just where the story begins. Stephanie sinks into a deep depression. She becomes friends with another young man, Ali, played by Matthias Schoenaerts, who is separated from the mother of his young son, for whom he has parental custody. Ali moves in with his sister and her husband in Antibes. Their world is on the wrong side of the French Riviera. He works as a security guard and moonlights as a mixed martial arts fighter. The contrast between Ali's excruciatingly brutal fights and Stephanie's equally challenging post-operation battle is one of the chief aspects to recommend Rust and Bone. The storyline also presents contemporary social issues crucial to some plot twists, which we won't reveal. Rust and Bone director Jacques Audiard, who also directed A Prophet, The Beat That My Heart Skipped, and Read My Lips, directs from a screenplay he co-wrote with Thomas Bidegain. The screenplay is based on the short stories Rust and Bone and Rocket Ride from a book, Rust and Bone, by Canadian author Craig Davidson. The cinematography by director of photography Stéphane Fontaine, who has worked with Jacques Audiard before, is often handheld, up close and intimate, with lots of overexposure, not only representing the South of France resort, but Stephanie and Ari's emotional states. The soundtrack, composed by Alexandre Desplat, who composed the soundtracks for Argo and Zero Dark Thirty and Moonrise Kingdom, gives an ethereal sense while also emphasizing certain plot points. French directors Jacques Audiard included know how to get seamless, naturalistic performances from their film actors. Marion Cotillard projects a contemplative glow. She has big eyes, high cheekbones, and a high forehead. Because of the accident, her passive face rarely cracks a smile. Her sweet visage has been soured. She brings us along on her journey. Cotillard, a 2007 actress recipient for La Vie en Rose, the Edith Piaf biopic, received a Screen Actors Guild nomination for Rust and Bone, with the award going to Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. Matthias Schoenaerts, who was in Bullhead, the 2011 Oscar foreign language nominee, presents an odd, powerful, and effective characterization of a brute whose brute strength seems to get in the way of his brain power. Each actor remarkably achieves the physical challenges each role presents. Rust and Bone is extraordinary. Don't miss it. Rust and Bone is MPAA rated R for strong sexual content, brief graphic nudity, some violence, and language. At the box office January 25th, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters opened at number 1. Silver Linings Playbook was number 3, Zero Dark Thirty was number 4, Les Mis was number 10. Opening February 1st, Warm Bodies, a zombie and a young woman form an unusual alliance in the comedy horror film. Bullet to the Head, Walter Hill directs Sylvester Stallone in the action thriller about a New Orleans hitman and a Washington, D.C. detective. The Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia. The horror drama film is all over the map in the tried-and-true house with a past plotline. Stand-up Guys. Fisher Stevens directs Al Pacino, Alan Arkin, Christopher Walken, and Juliana Margulies in the crime caper comedy about aging conmen reuniting for one last heist. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.